Задание 1. Вы услышите 6 высказываний. Установите соответствие между высказываниями каждого говорящего «эй», «эф» и утверждениями, данными в списке 1-7. Используйте каждое утверждение, обозначенное соответствующей цифрой, только один раз. В задании есть одно лишнее утверждение. Вы услышите запись 2. Занесите свои ответы в таблицу. У вас есть 20 секунд, чтобы ознакомиться с заданием.
Now we are ready to start. Speaker A.
I think any rodents are great pets. You know, mice, rats, guinea pigs, and so on. They are so tiny and cute. They don't take much space. Their cages are relatively small, and they don't walk around your place like cats and dogs. They are low maintenance as well. Because of their small size, they don't consume much food. So they won't cost you a fortune compared with bigger pets. So if you don't have a big house, a mouse is the best solution.
Speaker B.
If you ask me, well, I think dogs are the best pets ever. When you buy a dog, you buy not simply a nice pet to boast of to your friends. It's actually the most loyal companion you'll ever have. Your dog will never let you down. It will understand your mood. And if you are feeling blue, it will also feel bad. It's fun to go for a walk with your dog and play with it. Because your dog always wants to be with you and will generally always do what you feel like doing.
Speaker C. I don't have a pet and honestly don't understand people who have one. I don't see any point in having a pet. Firstly, it's so expensive. They need food, sometimes clothes and accessories, vitamins and things like that. Secondly, they occupy too much space. Thirdly, there's a lot of dirt in the house because of them. With some pets, like dogs, you also have to go for walks. Whatever the weather, it's too many problems. Speaker D.
As for me, well, I don't have a pet, but I'd love to get one. However, I don't want a traditional pet like cats, dogs, or hamsters. I'd love to have an unusual pet. A chameleon would be nice, or probably a snake or a spider. I would post a lot of photos of my pet on social media to show off, and all of my friends will feel envious because they have ordinary pets, while I have an unusual one. The only problem is that my parents are strongly against it, but I keep hoping.
Speaker E. I think everybody needs a pet, but you have to choose it carefully. Some people want a loyal friend, so a dog can be a perfect solution for them. Others are never at home, so they cannot have a pet that needs a lot of care and attention. Probably fish will suit such a person. Some people have really small flats. The best choice for them will be a hamster. Those who can afford an exotic pet can buy a snake. I mean, there are a lot of factors to consider. Speaker F.
I think everybody needs to have a pet because pets are a great way to relieve stress and tension. Some people say cats are best to fight stress and can even relieve strong headaches. Still, for me, there's nothing better than fish. I have a big aquarium with goldfish there. I watch them moving, living their own secret life after a hard day at school, and it really helps me to become less nervous. There can be other pets to relieve stress. Who knows? Dogs, maybe.
You have 15 seconds to complete the task. Now you will hear the texts again. Speaker A.
I think any rodents are great pets. You know, mice, rats, guinea pigs, and so on. They are so tiny and cute. They don't take much space. Their cages are relatively small, and they don't walk around your place like cats and dogs. They are low maintenance as well. Because of their small size, they don't consume much food. So they won't cost you a fortune compared with bigger pets. So if you don't have a big house, a mouse is the best solution.
Speaker B.
If you ask me, well, I think dogs are the best pets ever. When you buy a dog, you buy not simply a nice pet to boast of to your friends. It's actually the most loyal companion you'll ever have. Your dog will never let you down. It will understand your mood. And if you are feeling blue, it will also feel bad. It's fun to go for a walk with your dog and play with it, because your dog always wants to be with you and will generally always do what you feel like doing.
Speaker C. I don't have a pet and honestly don't understand people who have one. I don't see any point in having a pet. Firstly, it's so expensive. They need food, sometimes clothes and accessories, vitamins and things like that. Secondly, they occupy too much space. Thirdly, there's a lot of dirt in the house because of them. With some pets, like dogs, you also have to go for walks, whatever the weather. It's too many problems. Speaker D.
As for me, well, I don't have a pet, but I'd love to get one. However, I don't want a traditional pet like cats, dogs, or hamsters. I'd love to have an unusual pet. A chameleon would be nice, or probably a snake or a spider. I would post a lot of photos of my pet on social media to show off, and all of my friends will feel envious because they have ordinary pets, while I have an unusual one. The only problem is that my parents are strongly against it, but I keep hoping.
Speaker E. I think everybody needs a pet, but you have to choose it carefully. Some people want a loyal friend, so a dog can be a perfect solution for them. Others are never at home, so they cannot have a pet that needs a lot of care and attention. Probably fish will suit such a person. Some people have really small flats. The best choice for them will be a hamster. Those who can afford an exotic pet can buy a snake. I mean, there are a lot of factors to consider. Speaker F.
I think everybody needs to have a pet because pets are a great way to relieve stress and tension. Some people say cats are best to fight stress and can even relieve strong headaches. Still, for me, there's nothing better than fish. I have a big aquarium with goldfish there. I watch them moving, living their own secret life after a hard day at school, and it really helps me to become less nervous. There can be other pets to relieve stress. Who knows? Dogs, maybe.
This is the end of the task. You now have 15 seconds to check your answers.